Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Can you state your name?
James Quinn.
James Quinn. Mr. Quinn, my name is Lee Quinones, and I'm the acting board chair of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'll also be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. So, for the record, can you state your full name and ABC number?
James Quinn, 100274.
Thank you, sir. And again, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, you.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on December 17, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench, working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Quinn and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Quinn, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
I do.
Thank you very much. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition number 12 is demonstrated by your failure to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona by November 13, 2018 after being discharged from your approved residence, Reborn Assistance at 2546 West Orange Wood Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about November 9th, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Quinn, is this true or false?
That was true.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. And so, based on Mr. Quinn's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Quinn, we are going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us background information about your case. If you will just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Westby.
On May 21st, 2018, Mr. Quinn was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 29th, 2018 by Phoenix PD, known in charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 29th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of February 4th, 2020, 16 abscond days. Current conviction, 2010, burglary, second degree, 10 years. 2010, burglary tools possession, 3.5 years. Prior conviction, 1993, burglary tools possession, 1.5 years. 1994, theft, 1.5 years. 1996, misconduct involving weapons, 2 counts, each for 4.5 years. 1996, dangerous drug violation, 6.5 years. 1996, drug paraphernalia, 1 year, 9 months. 2004, burglary, 2nd degree, 6.5 years. 2004, theft and means of transportation, 6.5 years. This is his 5th term in DOC. CUIR score 4.4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. Gang information notes, he is a white supremacist. Prior terms of supervision, 1993, temporary release. Arrested on tech violation, reinstated. Arrested on tech violation, administratively revoked. 1995, TIS release completion, 14 months. 2002, TIS release of standard 8 days, reinstated by the BOEC, arrested on tech violation, reached CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. 2009, TIS release, arrested on Newburgh felony of burglary, reached CSED in jail. His disciplinary violations are moderate, drugs, alcohol, weapons, and violence noted. Other arrest, 1981, burglary, 3rd degree, Arizona, guilty, other sanction. 1984, aggravated assault, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1988, juvenile probation. Community risk score is a G6V8.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Quinn, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at Traditions in Phoenix. You were discharged from Traditions on June 1st, 2018. On June 7, 2000, I think it's a mistake here, but 14, I think they mean 18, June 7, 2018. You were approved to reside at Steps House, located at 7155 North 66 Drive, Glendale, Arizona. On August 13, 2018, you were discharged from Steps House. On August 14, 2018, you were approved to reside at Reborn, 2546 West Orangewood Avenue. You were discharged from Reborn Assistance on November 9, 2018, and this is your last known address. So, Mr. Quinn, were you living for the 16 days that you were missing from community supervision?
Well, I was staying at a friend's house, just a couple other friends' house for a few days. I just want to stay the night at my sister's because I wanted to stay out for Thanksgiving and spend a long time since I've been out for a holiday and spend with any family. So I stayed at my sister's and a friend's house.
Okay, so you said it's 2 different residences, once with your sister and a friend?
Yes.
Okay. We have employment notes that you're employed at Trust Fab in Glendale. And then later in August of 2018, you said that you're employed at Coors Lab Structures in Phoenix. Did you work the entire time that you were on community supervision?
Yes, for about 5 or 6 months I was out.
And what were your actual jobs at these businesses?
At Trust Fab, I was it was a lumber yard where we, you know, they had 3 businesses within 1 business, mm-hmm. and we would assemble trusses for housing and pull orders for contractors off the lumberyards.
Well, I certainly commend you for being gainful. Do you have trade skills?
I do. I have carpentry skills and electrician skills.
Very good.
I could go back to the job if I were released.
Very good. programming notes, you were assigned to the Treatment Assessment and Screening Center for running your analysis with a color code pink. You were also assigned a PIN number and were responsible for submitting samples as followed. On June 16, 2018, your urine was negative. On June 22nd, negative. On July 17, 2018, negative. On August 13, 2018, positive for opiates. And then two more negatives in September and October. Sanctions notes in response to your drug use and discharge from approved halfway house. You said that you had used heroin while in prison all the way up to your release date, and now have used meth several times since your release, with your last use on June 2nd, 2018. So did you have issues with both methamphetamine and heroin?
Well, what happened, like I said, what I told them when I got originally for being discharged from treatment, and then I got released from traditions, upon my release, I was actually withdrawing from the opiates.
I see.
And then I had used, for about 3 days, methamphetamine to help me get going, get out of the house and go do things, and then I stopped using.
I certainly don't approve of that method, but you're saying that you used the methamphetamine to sort of boost you out of the heroin?
Yeah.
Did it work?
It did. I was able to get out and go do things, get my IDs and everything, because when I was released, I didn't have really anything. I didn't have any ID or any clothing or anything, and, that helped me get out and go do things, because otherwise I would have just wanted to lay in the house.
Well, thank you for being honest. Every now and then, when we're hearing cases, it's an opportunity to learn about people and the use of street drugs, and certainly with respect to everyone. We see a lot of drug abuse, so it's something I don't take personally. I just know that there's a lot of problems out there. It looks like that you were sanctioned to reside at MRC for 3 days. So did you do some time at MRC?
I did, 2 days at MRC.
And did
it, 8 days, I think.
Did that help at all?
It did, although it, for the first time, like I said, I had already stopped using an AUA when I got there and I was clean. And then the second time, they UAD me before I went in, but I told them that I used the opiates, and then they had me come up, and I went there and turned myself in, and UAD before I went in. It turned out that I had already told them that I used opiates, and but I had already stopped for 2 days, and then they released me in, and then I did deliver a few clean UAs, and then the last time was for marijuana, which I should have went and got a card for, but I never did go to Carol either for my psyche eval and help with counseling or anything.
So what are your personal plans about dealing with the drug issues? It seems like that you got off the heroin, you did something sort of radical to get off by using the methamphetamine, but are you clean now?
Yes.
Are you feeling?
I feel pretty good.
And what are your plans for dealing with drug addiction or drug abuse in the future?
Well, they told me that I should have went to Taros, and I thought that was more for like a psychological thing, but they said that they also help with drug rehabs and stuff. And they had a lot of counseling there for drugs that I didn't really know about, so I spoke to the psych in here again. And she said that that's mainly what they deal with, was about drugs and stuff.
Thank you for being, again, really candid. So it seems that that you were out for the better part of 2 months. Why did you break up contact with your PO? They tend to work with slip-ups.
Well, it was Sure, like I said, I wanted to, when they finally meet, or they kicked me out of the halfway house on November 9th, or whatever, and they said that it wouldn't be till Monday, till actually they reported to the PO and that I wanted to go see him, and I would have went out there to MRC and turned myself in within the next 3 or 4 days. I had arranged for places to put myself that I required, which was, you know, difficult getting out with only nothing but the issue of clothing that they had released me in. So I wanted to make sure that the stuff that I had acquired was safe, and I wanted to spend a little, I think, getting out with my sister that I haven't had time to see with. I haven't had to spend a holiday out for over 20 years.
Were you able to spend Thanksgiving with your sister?
Yes, I was.
What caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
Well, I was over at 35th Avenue in Peoria, and I was trying to get on my phone, but my phone was turned off because it got turned off on the 19th. And I'd asked this couple that pulled up, and they said they were from Idaho, and they just kind of asked car difficulty or whatever, and then I asked them if I could just plug my phone into their car for a little bit. And for some reason, we were sitting there talking for a minute, just, you know, and they said that somebody, the police pulled up and said that there was somebody going car to car to car asking people for drugs. And I mean, I don't know, that wasn't me. And that other lady was out there going around asking people because she said she had car trouble. I don't know if she was asking for drugs, but I just wanted to like try to get my phone charged and tell my sister I was going to go in and like I said, I was planning on going up to MRC and seeing if I could turn myself into the rehab facility there rather than being sent back to prison. And I would have done that within the next couple days. But then they asked me for my ID and I just gave them my ID.
Well, thank you, Mr. Quinn. I'm going to ask my fellow board members the other questions for you. Yes, the Honorable Ms. Gilbert.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Quinn, you mentioned why you were discharged from Perditions, but why were you discharged from Stubbs House and Reborn?
Well, from Stubbs House is when I used the opiates that I got tested for.
Okay.
And I called the PO and explained that to him, and I had to go do the 5 days in MRC.
Right.
And then Traditions was for, they wanted to UAV, and I told them I was dirty for using marijuana.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Quinn.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any further questions? Okay, Mr. Quinn, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into discussion and votes on this case?
I'd just like to add that, I did feel like I was making progress out there and adjusting to society, and I was working and trying to, you know, make sure I was paying my taxes and everything. I have other bills that are occurring while I'm in here for the state reimbursement for funds for my children, and the keeps building up every year that I'm in here, and I've been trying to pay that off. You know, I made sure I had the garnishment on my check and everything while I was out there, and I will be able to go right back to work as soon as I get out, and I'd like to have another chance to start to do this right. I mean, it's another year here, and but I don't feel like it's going to benefit me much as anything, if anything, I could go to straight to the MRC facility if you'd like to do that. I mean, because I do feel like I need some kind of more beneficial counseling than I get and that they provide here, because I have done a lot of counseling here. But the people that you do the counseling with kind of take you out of the mindset that you need to be in to actually develop or adopt a philosophy. And, you know, I want to get back out and work and contribute to society, you know.
Thank you, Mr. Quinn. the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I think this is an unfortunate case. As Mr. Quinn shows promise, I really like that he was working. And shows some concern for making payments and providing. And certainly we look to see responsible and productive individuals. But this is up against a very negative history with at least four instances of community supervision that did not work out, and a period of absconding for 16 days. I believe he's being candid with the board. I think it's good that he got off the heroin, and he sounds good right now. It sounds like that he's clean, and he certainly has the capacity for being productive. I just don't know if it's on behalf of the people of Arizona a responsible move to put him back under community supervision, considering everything that's unfolded up to this point. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. Well, we're going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018-W3340, our discussion with Mr. Quinn, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Quinn was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal related company, inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision and could not account for his activity for 16 days in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson.
No, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Oh, shoot.
We both seconded at the same time.
All right. All right. Let's try this again. Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Mr. Newell, correct? Mr. Newell?
Second.
Agreed. Okay, Mr. Quinn, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on February 4th, 2020. I recognize that that's over your way. I certainly take no pleasure in this, but to put it bluntly, we're just not finding you a suitable candidate for community supervision based on the totality of your case and history. You do sound like an individual who's ready to turn the corner on their life, and someone who's got the capacity to be productive. But as I stated, we have to make some tough decisions on behalf of the people of Arizona. We do encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a solid plan for your return to the community. We wish you a productive and safe return to the community. We hope to never see you again in Orange. So please stay safe in these coming weeks and months, and we do wish you the best. No further discussion may take place. And if you could just sit down the phone, we'll be waiting for the next individual to appear before the board.